Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big 9 o'clock hour coming up. Bob Stoops going to join us in about 20 minutes. And we'll talk to the Nose to end the show today for some fantasy football. But right now, let's be nice to the people, Joe. 305-567-0560 wins two tickets. Caller number five, two tickets to the Allman Betts Band. Coming to the Charles F. Dodge City Center in Pembroke Pines, October 27th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. If you do not win tickets from us right now, but caller number five right now, 305-567-0560 wins two tickets to the Allman Betts Band. They're coming to the Charles F. Dodge City Center in Pembroke Pines, October 27th.
So did you ever think week three of the NFL and the Miami Dolphins would be one of the headliners nationally for being so bad and the way they've become so bad to be potentially one of the worst teams in the history of the National Football League? Really? I mean, just it is. And everybody knows why and all that, and I'm not going to break it. Every time I say that, I want to have to break it down why and, you know, the big buildup that's coming in the offseason and everything else. It's just incredible. We started with Antonio Brown, and he kind of stole the show. He's kind of cooled off a little bit. And now we got Jalen Ramsey, who's looking to get out of Jacksonville, which, by the way, he's playing tonight. I'm kind of curious the drama part of tonight, too, to see what happens. You can never get a fair amount back. Not a happy guy. Michael Lombardi says, yeah, he's really talented, but I don't know if he's ever going to be happy no matter where he is. I'm guessing you give him $75 to $80 million as one of the two or three best cover corners in football. He'll be a lot happier than he is right now. But if you're Jacksonville, you never get fair value back. You're doing, if you go for a first rounder, I can almost guarantee you your first round pick's not going to ever be as good as Jalen Ramsey with the fifth overall pick in the first round. So you never win that. No matter what you get in the first round from whoever you trade with, you end up getting the short end.
What if they get what we got for Tunsil? What if somebody offers two ones ones and a five, whatever it is. But just two ones.
Unless you just absolutely whiff, you got a better opportunity. I agree. You're getting two good players that may not be as good as Jalen Ramsey as his position, but you get two guys to upgrade your roster. Yeah, if somebody gives up two ones. I just don't think there's a lot of teams out there giving up two ones.
No. And like Lombardi said to us, if there was actually an offer on the table right now for that one or they thought it was a good offer, you wouldn't play him tonight.
Well, that could be a story tonight.
Yeah.
Now, that might be a story where all of a sudden
he doesn't play and
they come on and go, hey, by the way, our big story tonight before the game is we just found out, we just got word, Jalen Ramsey's not playing, there's a trade, and then they might break it down, and that could happen tonight for Jacksonville. So I'm curious to see how they're going to handle it and get that whole thing fixed up. By the way, the other story that's pretty funny, because I was just reading it last night myself, Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, the same woman. I don't know what Antonio Brown, what's he just got baby's mama without the I do?
Yeah.
He never did the I do with her.
Seen a lot of that, huh?
It's just, again, I always get a kick out of two guys, great players in Pittsburgh. One guy has a kid with her, I guess, right? I believe Le'Veon Bell had a child with her, but they're not together. And so Antonio Brown apparently jumped in there a little bit, and she's been kind of flirting around with her comments on social media that she got a little something going with AB.
Isn't that a little too close for comfort for you? Like,
I'm guessing no matter what, Le'Veon Bell's got a huge ego and it's not real excited, if you're asking that.
I mean, this
not real happy, even though – you know, the thought that AB could be making a visit and it's your kid in that house. I mean, it's just.
Yeah. I mean, Le'Veon also did have a problem with two girls. He didn't know their names and they robbed him for his
jewelry.
That's
true. Like, yeah. I'm
Le'Veon's got some issues.
Yeah,
on
no,
that,
no.
You know?
Yeah, she's like, she can do whatever the hell she wants. Like, stuff you've done? Are you kidding me?
Joe, can you imagine the police coming to you and saying, all right, listen, Mr. Rose, we need to go over all the details from the story. We understand there was $500,000 worth of jewelry stolen from your house. Can you give me the names of the two women that were in your house? Yeah, I think one was Sherry. I don't know the other one's name.
I don't think he knew their names.
I'm just saying. That was the best they could do.
He didn't know their names. He goes, where do you remember
my
them last?
My two girlfriends.
He goes, they were in my bed. Do you know anything? No. Going, wow, this is going to be a tough one. I mean, we get the big picture now that you picked them both up last night, came home and did a little three-way, and just enjoyed the hell out of your evening.
And when you left for work and left them in your house.
And then you turned dumbass and decided to go out and do a workout and leave these two girls. You don't even know their names? But he's going, don't go anywhere. That was fun last night. There's no reason we can't do that again after this little workout.
Right. Yeah, a lockup. Order some
Uber Eats. And they go, yeah, sounds good, man. Sounds real good. Let us clean out your house since you big dummy, you have no idea who we are.
So this Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell kind of intersection of women, it doesn't really surprise me. It doesn't. With Le'Veon Bell's kind of extracurricular activity, and we already know about Antonio Brown's kind of issues off the field. Yeah, they're kind of made for each other, those two guys.
Just, I was wondering a couple days ago, Le'Veon Bell talked about his relationship with that Antonio Brown. Do you remember? And I was trying to figure out. That's kind of weird, like, what? And now I get it.
Right.
There's always a woman in the middle of everything.
Right in the middle.
Even between a really good running back and a really good wide receiver, there's that one lady. And by the way, she's sexy. She's beautiful.
But it's always the girl that breaks
up. She got
up
like 20 looks, too. I know. I was going through her social media
show
stuff.
Show research. It's okay.
I was looking, and she got like a ton of different looks.
Show research.
Yeah.
You had to do it for the show.
Just
good
to
for
get.
You. How many times have we seen this, by the way? If they were still on the same team and this kind of broke them up, but how many times have we seen this now on teams where there's a girl in the middle or something happens with a woman?
We had, and way after I was done, I don't want to say any names because in case somebody gets back, somebody's upset. We had a guy go on his way to a Christian meeting. And the guy didn't want to go, but his wife goes, come on, let's go. And he goes, no, you go ahead. So the guy, teammate, picked her up, went to a Christian meeting on the way home, had sex with the girl. I mean, so the next day.
You guys were so messed up in the 80s.
So,
it's ridiculous.
So the guy comes home, and they got in a fight. She goes, hey, I just want to let you know. Oh, yeah, you're going to be like that? They got in a big fight then, night, whatever it was about.
Oh, she had that in her back pocket.
She goes, I had sex with your teammate. And
how does that work out the next day in the locker room?
Took a gun and was on his way to camp.
Woof.
Guys are going, hey, 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 hey. But you talk about a locker room killer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, almost.
You
literally
fill in the blanks on that story. And one guy was a team captain.
Oh.
Stripped of team captain right away.
I would assume so.
You know, this ain't going to work, you team captain.
Yeah.
And those Christian meetings, no more.
Yeah, stay away
I'll
from
take my
wife.
Own wife if you don't mind. My girlfriend will go with me next time we decide to go bring the Bible out with you.
Good God. It's bad stories.
I don't want to tell who the stories are about.
You don't have to. They were someone will connect the dots.
They were after me, though. They weren't 80s.
Do you throw out team captain?
I know, but they weren't 80s because people are going to start throwing in
names. Oh, they're going to get names. Yeah, it's going to
happen. By the way, there are probably some people out there that are listening that know the story because it has, through the years, leaked out a little bit. We like to call it one of our dirty little secrets in the Miami Dolphin family. But that one's hard to top.
That's a bad one. Pulling in the Christian meeting and the gun the next day. Yeah, that's a
the guy
good
goes, hey, we really want you guys to come tonight, and I don't want to go. This guy's been, you know, he's been all over the place in his life, and I don't want to go, man. And she goes, I want to go, and so he goes, oh, I'll pick her up. I don't mind picking her up. Well, all right.
Well, he picked her up.
He picked her up on the way home.
Picked her
some
up
got him excited, but whatever took place during the
maybe
Bible
a,
study.
It was a really good Bible study. That does it to something.
So, anyway, I don't want to
good God
get end up. And we got Bob Stoops coming up,
right,
man. Let's talk to him. Switch it over to Bob
Someone
Stoops.
Someone just texted
him
Forbidden
that.
Fruit. Yeah, maybe.
You know, stuff goes on at every company.
Just imagine if you had social media. If dudes were on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram back then.
Maybe all this stuff wouldn't happen.
It'd be worse for you guys back then. Maybe someone had that live video of that dude walking in the locker room with a gun or trying to.
It's
Antonio Brown would be videotaping.
It's one of the top stories, though. It's one of the all-time. Since I've been around now or heard most of the stories from the 70s, and they did some crazy stuff, some of the 80s stuff, but this story.
I mean, that takes the
especially
cake,
with the fact that it started with going to a Bible study.
Right.
You would think everybody would be like, that's why you're going to Bible study, and on the way home.
Did you touch the forbidden fruit? Forbidden fruit.
Somebody touched somebody's.
He got to know her in the biblical sense. Well done with the texting.
That was.
Well done.
You didn't get any names yet. There's always some waiting. Don't say it, please.
No. I'll show you if they come in. Yeah.
There's always somebody listening that goes, damn, I know who he's talking about. I know. I remember that. Yeah, it was.
All right, Bob Stoops going to join us next. Don't forget to join our own Hollywood and Rashad Butler this Saturday night, 7:15 p.m. for the Canes postgame show, live from Shuckers Waterfront Bar and Grill in North Bay Village. We'll have all the big games on Saturdays and Sundays. Shuckers with the best waterfront views in Miami. Our own Hollywood and Rashad Butler, Saturday, 7:15 p.m., Canes postgame show from Shuckers in North Bay Village.
Shuck it. Sounds good, man. Let's go to break. We'll come back with Bob Stoops after this.
All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to talk to Bob Stoops right now, okay? And when we're looking at everything, the XFL's Bob Stoops at this point.
I didn't know the coach got back into it.
But he's also got a new memoir coming out called No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach. But the Dallas Renegades. In the inaugural season of the XFL coming up, the general manager and head coach, Bob Stoops, joining us right now. Bob, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Great to be with you down there in Florida.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on. Coach, I got to tell you, I'm one of the guys guilty, and I've been saying it, but then I started thinking you'd never do. I said he's got to come back to college football at some point. He's got to get the itch. Most of you coaches can never just let it go. And this is going to fit it. This is going to help you out a little bit, huh? What made you jump back into the XFL?
Well, like you just said, I when I stepped away, I said I wanted, I just, after 18 years and doing it at Oklahoma, and I just said I wanted a little, my own time and my own space. And after 2 years not on the sideline, I might have had a little bit too much of my own time and my own space. So this is a great opportunity. I'm excited about it. You know, it's going to be different than the first time the XFL tried this a long time ago. We're going to play, you know, real solid, fun, exciting football. You know, working with older guys that have played a lot of football in high school, college before. You know, you look at the last five or ten guys cut from every NFL team. Those are a lot of really good football players out there.
Correct.
That are out there on the fringes of the NFL. So, you know, I think there's a market for the 10-game season right after the Super Bowl. It'll start February, March, and April with the playoff game and the championship. And, you know, I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be fun and looking forward to working with those older players that way. We already have great TV contracts in place with national broadcasts, with ESPN and Fox.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've been really diligent about building up to it.
Could you ever see yourself, now saying all that, you ever see yourself jumping back into a big Division I job in college football again? Could it happen?
Well, it's not this. I'm not doing this with that intention. I mean, okay. That isn't. Let's believe me. I don't need a stepping stone to get back in. If somebody, I still field some calls here and there from people, you know. But at the end of the day, it's just sort of fit me just right now.
Okay.
So, Coach, when you stepped away from Oklahoma after being there for so long, what was the one thing you missed up? The first thing you missed when the season started, recruiting. Like, what did you miss anything right away?
It ain't gonna be recruiting. Come on, Coach.
Yeah. Well, first, you missed the camaraderie of the players and the coaches. You know, you're on a big team, and there's a 110 players. You know, 10 to 15 coaches all fighting. Working together, and you know, there's a great camaraderie. You know, it's like you're with a like you have a game every day, you know, and then all of a sudden you're separated. You're not one of them now, and you're kind of off on your own. So you miss the camaraderie and you miss the fight of it, the challenge, you know. You miss those getting ready for Saturday and getting ready for that, you know, that 4-hour fight you're in, and you miss the adrenaline and the competition. Definitely you miss.
Coach, I'm guessing the alumni at Oklahoma send you beautiful gifts and flowers and give you plane tickets to go on vacations, because you leaving them with Lincoln Riley. And I will tell you, Oklahoma is the most enjoyable team to watch. I know it's been Baker, Murray, and now Hurts. But I find myself, and I'm not an Oklahoma fan, but just like good college football, they are fun to watch, that offense that they run.
Yeah, no question. You're absolutely right. Lincoln does a great job play calling, and we mix it up, run and pass. Even the runs are fun to watch, and well-designed. And then he does a great job of designing chunk plays, these big plays, you know, where you get those chunk yards of 20 or more. And he does a great job of designing those, and we execute them. And so, as you said to start with, too, he's not only a great offensive mind, he's doing it. He's a great head coach. He's got great rapport with all the players, even guys on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, and I knew early on when he was, you know, as when I hired him, that he's going to have a huge future as a head coach. And to be quite honest with you, because I knew he was going to do so well, I felt comfortable stepping up, knowing I wasn't going to leave Oklahoma in a bad spot, you know, or in a lurch, that they'd be in great shape. And so that was part of the reason it came to me that I wanted to do it.
Two straight Heisman Trophy winners. Another one, Jalen Hurts having a pretty
good
season.
Yeah, he might be the front runner right now as the third guy in a row.
Coach, this would be unprecedented if Lincoln gets there and all of a sudden he's got three straight Heisman Trophy winners. It's crazy what he's doing.
Jalen's a crazy talented guy as well. He's got a great arm, incredibly smart, bright guy. You know, he's got the big guy that can run. So he's gonna continue to do well. And I think he's only going to get better the more and more comfortable he becomes in our system and game situations.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about the transfer portal, one of the hot topics now in college football. If you don't get it in recruiting, you can get it in the transfer portal, by the way, including a lot of quarterbacks. What do you think of it and the way it's structured right now for college football?
Well, first of all, I've always been for the grad transfer, and I know that's not what you're talking about,
no.
I guess, but if you've graduated, that's the main purpose it should be in going to school. You go wherever you want, and there shouldn't be any penalties. I don't believe that a guy that hasn't graduated can just go to this school this year or that school the next year and just play. In other words, if you sit a year like the rules have been, then that's fine. And then you're going to pay a penalty by sitting a year or whatever, because then, you know, schools, you know, invest these scholarships, and you only have so many, and you're only allowed to offer so many a year. And if all of a sudden there's 10 guys transferring every different ways, your roster ends up could be cut down, or you end up shorthanded. So a commitment's a commitment. And, the university commits a scholarship for X number of years. You commit to play there. That should mean something. And it's starting not to be too much. But, again, I'm okay with it as long as there continues to be, some kind of governance of it, like, all right, you transfer, you sit here, you know, because now a guy's going to think twice about it, you know, yeah, than going down this road, because the grass isn't always greener somewhere else.
Nope.
So there's a big story in my book about me. I wanted to quit Iowa my first semester at Iowa, and I was ready to. And my father gave me some choice words and some tough love, and I went back to Iowa and ended up earning a starting position that spring, end up starting for 4 years at Iowa, and then, you know, coach with Hayden Fry, Dan McCurney, Barry Alvarez, Bill Snyder. Those are all the coaches I coached with at Kansas State. So you can't tell me I would have had this path of becoming a head coach the way I have at Oklahoma had I quit Iowa. You know, and that's just, you know, so anyhow, so I'm concerned about it. I don't know that it's always great for everybody.
Coach, I know you're out of the college game now, but what about all the stuff coming out in California or New York, the senator there trying to put a bill out about, you know, paying for players' likeness and letting the college players get some cash for signing autographs or whatever the case may be? I know that you had to deal with that for a long time with the NCAA while you're at Oklahoma and even Florida. But what do you think about that, Tebow's comments, but just the fact that players getting some cash for signing an autograph or their likeness?
Well, to me, the biggest problem will be what's it lead to in recruiting. You know, what are the side streets? If we go down this highway, what are the side, you know, the exit ramps here that we're going to, that are going to be created by doing it, which all of a sudden now you go to Georgia, we're going to have 100,000 people that are going to buy your jersey and line up for your autograph, so we're going to guarantee you this much money. And if you don't think that'll happen, you're wrong. It's going to happen. And so, you know, it just be careful what you wish for. You might just get it. And all of a sudden, you know, sometimes, yeah, change is everything. And not always is the change good or positive. So, I don't know. To me, there's a lot of side roads to this that everybody better really look into.
Coach, you were really good at it, and you did it for a long time. That the recruiting stuff, it would be tough. I see it down here in South Florida where you know how big high school football is. Hell, you've gotten some really good players out of South Florida yourself. But it is, boy, they commit, they decommit. I'm coming. Hold on. I'm going to make one more trip to Texas before I come. I mean, what is that like? Do you miss the recruiting stuff at all?
Well, I always enjoyed meeting, you know, new people and parents and young guys. There's so many. Yeah, listen, so many are just neat people to meet. So that part of it is always fun. The part you're talking about, the guy can't make up his mind or lead you on, and he's, you know, setting you up and knows he isn't coming. That part of it gets, you know, can be a little bit, you know, tough to handle, and you know, you can be disappointed or get mad, whatever it is, you know, in different instances, and that part's hard. But hey, you know what? At the end of the day, that's just part of it. You got to fight through it and keep banging away. And recruiting's everything, man. And you know, without those players, I don't care what kind of coach you are, you're not going to win. You know, so you know, you got to do your best to be a top 10 recruiting class every year to have a chance.
We're talking to the head coach and general manager of the Dallas Renegades.
That sounds wild, doesn't it?
I know, the XFL starting next season. But before we get to that, new memoir, No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach. What got you to sit down and do this, put this together? What's part of this book? Talk a little bit about it.
Well, my path is, I'm asked a lot from whether it be other coaches or even business people, other people, how did I become the head coach and how did this happen for you? And it's not easy to tell somebody in a 5-minute conversation. You know, there's so much there. And then I'm also asked, so I just said, hey, I'll lay out my path. This is how it happened for me. And also I'm asked, how did we change the culture at Oklahoma so fast? From all those losing years, from not, you know, squandering around, not winning any championships, to boom, we go 13-0 and go undefeated in our second year to win the national championship. And how did that happen? What was our – so I explained kind of what our thinking was, our philosophy, how we did it, and then how we kept it so consistent for the last 20 years. Nobody's won at the consistency we have since 2000. We've had more wins than anybody over that, you know, over that amount, over those 20 years. So, you know, again, just laying out what, you know, what we thought was important and how we did it.
Coach, I got to ask you a personal question. I hope you don't get upset, but I know one thing, and you sound like a really good guy. Urban sounds like a really good guy, but being home all the time after being what kind of adjustment was that? Did you drive your do you drive your wife nuts a little bit from time to time?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I described it this way. The first year I was out, it was incredibly awful. The second year was just awful. So anyway, I'm learning. I'm working my way to something positive here. So I was aware of that. You know, I stepped out with my eyes wide open. I knew how challenging and how tough it would be. You know, when that's all you've done your whole life, and then boom, you're not. It's quite the awakening.
I can only imagine.
Coach, that's nicely put right there.
That was
Coach,
a well played on that one. Coach, thank you for your time. No excuses. The Making of a Head Coach, new memoir from Bob Stoops, is out. Go get that. Take a little glimpse inside Bob Stoops there as well. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with the XFL.
Appreciate
and everything
it.
Starting with that. Thanks, Coach. All right, that was Bob Stoops. That was a great question. We always hear that. And he was out for 2 years and then right back to coaching and general manager of the XFL. Like, it starts.
When he jumped right back in, it just told you, like, at some point the wife goes, okay, you need to get back.
Right.
This sounds terrible. You can only visit grandkids and kids so much. They got their own lives. That you got to work it in. I'm learning myself. I'm trying to build up relationships with, you know.
How's that working out?
Sometimes good, sometimes bad. I mean, just not great at it all the time. God, I saw the Dennis Rodman, the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
I saw it, and I did feel a little bit better about my dysfunctional life.
Yeah, he had it bad.
Man. Holy smokes.
Yeah, bad. 56022, by the way, is the text line. The nose is coming on next. You have any fantasy football questions? We'll get to those in the next segment. 56022, questions for the nose. Fantasy football coming up next. All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to bring on the nose at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E, if you're following him on Twitter. A little fantasy football talk here. Joe, you asked a interesting question before we bring the nose on. You're doing a little research on the quarterback stuff, and I guess I was wrong. You and Hollywood told me I was wrong because you said that right now Lamar Jackson probably leads in quarterback points. I said it's got to be Mahomes.
Well, he juiced up his numbers against the Dolphins, and second of all, he ran for a lot of yards in the second game.
So Lamar Jackson right now more points than Pat Mahomes overall, and good morning to you also.
Good morning to you, and no, he is number two behind Mahomes, still in those long touchdowns most leagues.
Bonus points. That's it.
You were right. I was wrong.
Yep. Look at that.
By the way, who's been the biggest surprise for you so far in fantasy? Could it be
Lamar
Dak?
Jackson,
right Lamar, okay.
Well, yeah, Dak is definitely the surprise, but you have to know who he's gone against in the first 2 weeks. So far, the matchups have been in his favor. But Lamar Jackson, we saw a player last year who we really didn't know if he could throw the ball in those tight spots. And we've learned so far that he looks like Michael Vick part two.
He looks good. He looks good out there.
He looks real, real good. But it's only two games, but everything is trending extremely upward for Lamar.
All right, 56022 is the text line. If you want to ask Nose any questions here for fantasy football, I'll start with a couple here. Should I consider trading Mike Evans or hold on to him? Derek Robinson, receiver from Kansas City, is he a must-start this week? So trade Mike Evans or hold on to him, and Derek Robinson from KC, does he start this week?
I believe that's DeMarcus Robinson for KC. Man, does Pat Mahomes make anybody look fantastic, because – when Robinson was at the, you know, in Florida, he's a Florida Gator, he didn't look this good. But man, with Mahomes throwing him the ball, I wouldn't say he's a must start, but with a lot of the injuries out there and with having a flex play, he is extremely startable. I wouldn't expect him to have that monster game again, but you could definitely get him in your lineup and hope you hit gold again.
This is an interesting
one. What was the next one that you had?
It's Mike Evans. Hold on to him.
You do not trade Mike Evans yet, but we're going to say, we're not going to panic yet, but after this week with Jameis at home against the Giants, and if Mike Evans doesn't have a big game, I'm starting to panic, but I would not trade him. Let's evaluate him this week and then, you know, go away after that. If he has a bad game this week, I'm definitely panicking a little.
All right, two quarterback questions for you. One is very interesting. First one, Phillip Rivers or Josh Allen this week starting?
Oh, man, do I love Josh Allen this week and in general. I'm going with him over Phillip Rivers because the Bills are at home against the Bengals, who, again, last year had the absolute worst defense, and so far this year hasn't been so great. So I know it's a lot of getting used to that these younger quarterbacks are now rivaling those guys like Rivers, who's been doing it over and over, you know, over the past 10 years. I'm going with the young guy. Start Allen.
I can't believe I'm even asking this question from a texter, but I'm going to. Cam Newton or Gardner Minshew this week?
Oh, man, you had a Gardner Minshew on this one, didn't you? I have Cam Newton right now being out for this weekend. So if that's the case, you have to start Minshew tonight. I don't love his start. I think he could be okay, but the Titans' defense is very strong. So I would maybe look into certain backups that might be on your waiver wire before starting Minshew. If someone like Josh Allen or even Jameis Winston are available, I would certainly start them over him.
I'd love to have this problem. Need to pick two of the three running backs, McCaffrey, Henry, or James Conner.
Oh, I'm sitting James Conner this week out of those three. Derrick Henry and McCaffrey are flat-out must-starts, period, end of statement. Conner is a little banged up. He's got Jalen Samuel backing him up, who will get a bunch of his carries, and they're playing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At a 49ers defense right now, that's playing pretty darn good. So that's easy. That's Derrick Henry and McCaffrey.
DK Metcalf, Christian Kirk, John Ross. Do I start either one of those three or start two of the three? And that was also the Gardner question. He was in part of that also. But Christian Kirk, John Ross, DK Metcalf, I guess pick two of three.
I'm not sold on Metcalf yet. I mean, I definitely roster him, but I'm not starting him over Christian Kirk, who has a real rapport right now with Kyler Murray. That's a no-brainer. And John Ross is going against tough Bills defense, but he's been amazing so far. But if you're making me pick two of the three, I'm going Christian Kirk and John Ross. But I don't love the Ross start per se. But after he's like the number one wide receiver right now in fantasy through 2 weeks. So it's hard to not, it's hard to bench him. That's it. Those are the two I'm going with.
All right. Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, James Conner, David Johnson, pick two.
Oof. Okay. Josh Jacobs is a must start. Derrick Henry is a must start. And David Johnson is a must start. So you're telling me to pick two out of those three. Is that correct?
Yeah. Taking James Conner out of the situation.
I'm going to go with Derrick Henry for sure, must start, and I am going with Josh Jacobs over David Johnson.
Wow. And two receivers, same question. Sammy Watkins, Tyler Lockett, DJ Moore, Fitz, and Metcalf. So pick two out of Watkins, Lockett, DJ Moore, Larry Fitz, or DK Metcalf.
Well, it depends if Cam Newton's playing. If Cam Newton's playing, I do like DJ Moore. But for right now, assuming he's out, I'm going with Sammy Watkins, and I'm going actually with Larry Fitzgerald. I am a big believer right now in this Arizona offense, the new structured offense, and Kyler Murray with 350 yards last week. This guy is for real. This offense is for real. Start your Arizona Cardinals.
If we don't get to your question.
Cam Newton's got something. Everybody's talking about he can't run. Cam Newton can't
throw the ball
like
either.
Do you see how long it takes him to release the ball? It's like he goes all the way back and forth. It's not looking pretty there.
He just didn't have enough time to get healthy.
Yeah, I think they're going to bench him this week, and therefore, in terms of fantasy, you really only want to be starting one guy there, and that's Christian McCaffrey.
All right, if we didn't answer your question here in the text machine, you can always tweet at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E, on Twitter. Give me the Nose pick of the week this week.
Nose pick of the week, I'm going to the well with Jameis Winston throwing the ball to Chris Godwin. That is the nose pick of the week. We saw him last year, a ton of talent. They're at home. They need a win, and they're going against a Giants secondary who can't stop anybody. So if you have Chris Godwin on your team, start him 100% all the way. In daily fantasy leagues, he's worth the money. Chris Godwin, nose pick of the week. All day.
And most important question of the day, would you rather try a pizza that's got Cheez-Its on it or a fried chicken sandwich with the buns being donuts?
Oh, fried chicken sandwich with the buns being donuts. God, that sounds gluttonous and amazing.
That just doesn't do it.
I know.
I could eat Cheez-Its all night.
You love Cheez-Its.
You're saying Cheez-Its on top of your pizza?
Like a Cheez-It pizza, yes.
It's an interesting concept and one I have not thought of. But
interesting.
You're not describing it correctly, though.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Hold on. Hold on. Hollywood, describe it quickly.
It's an actual Cheez-It filled with cheese, like it's a mozzarella stick type thing.
Yeah, no, I'm not all about that right now. Oh. I'm all about having. You're talking about slicing a donut and putting a chicken sandwich in between,
or two
and
donuts,
the salt
yes.
and the sweet together.
Yes. Nasty.
That could be the nose pick of the week right there.
That's nasty. That's got to be some kind of serious buzz to throw that down. There's no way,
that's
man.
It's 2 a.m. You want a that's chicken a, sandwich and some donuts. You get
donut
it all together.
Donut is just meant to be, just eat the damn donut. You don't put anything else on it.
Chris Godwin is the nose pick of the week. We'll talk to Nose next week. At Spencer Nose on Twitter, N-O-S-E. If you have any more questions, plus our podcast is going to be up today as well on WQAM.com. Thank you, Nose, for the time.
Gentlemen, have a great one.
All right. That is the Nose. Fantasy football. Full effect.
All right. Well, let's get out of here on top of that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.